Yeah.
Were you surprised?
Totally. I didn't even know it was my birthday.
Dude, how old am I?
19.
19? What happened to 16 through 18?
I swear, Tina's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. I bet she doesn't even know I'm alive.
She knows. She just doesn't care.
I gotta get a date with her.
Forget it, JT. You can't just walk up to a girl like that and say hi. You have to have an in.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are you?
I think my in just walked in. Excuse me, guys.
JT, I told you to stay at least 100 feet away from me. What do I have to do? Get a court order?
Relax. This is no treat for me either, but I gotta ask you a big favor. I want you to introduce me to Tina.
And I want world peace. I think I've got a better shot.
Come on, Dana. Name your price.
Ooh. Name my price? This could be fun. I've got it. If I introduce you to Tina, for the next week, I own you.
What do you mean, own?
Own as in you are my slave and do anything I ask.
No way.
Then, no Tina. She is pretty, isn't she?
My mind says no, but my hormones say yes!
How about this, Frank? How's this look?
Well, that's fine.
Just fine? Frank, I've never met your father before. I want to make a good impression. Fine's not good enough.
Oh, okay, okay. That's fine and dandy.
I'm going to take this off.
Oh, well, that will make an impression.
Frank, I am so excited about meeting your dad.
Mom, you're not wearing that, are you?
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, that's him.
Oh, I'll get it, honey. No, trust me, you look great.
Is that the little runt?
Is that the old buzzard?
Excuse me.
It's my mother.
Frank, is this your father? Should I call the police?
No, honey, this is my father.
Oh, you must be Carol.
Yeah.
You were right, Frank. She's a looker.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And this is my daughter, Karen.
Oh, my goodness. It runs in the family. You certainly are a beautiful young lady.
I know.
Hey!
That was real fun. Excuse me. I think I'm about to have deja vu with my lunch.
All right. He's got a puke.
Well, come on in, Bill. Sit down.
Thank you. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
How are things in Dubuque, huh?
Oh, you know. Same old stuff. Finally put in a new water heater. Put snow tires on the truck. Getting married next week. Got cable TV.
Yeah, whoa. Back up just a little bit. That's big news.
Oh, you bet your life it is. I got 36 channels.
No, I think Frank was more interested in the getting married part.
Yeah. I mean, who is she? When do we get to meet her, huh?
About now.
Oh. I'll get it.
I'll bet you it's Mrs. Svensson from your bingo group.
No.
Okay, then it's Edna Phillips from church.
Frank, you never saw her before in your life.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Luann Dexter.
Flower.
Peaches.
Frankie, Carol, I want you to meet the next Mrs. Lambert.
Hi, Mom.
Boy, your house is so homey.
Oh, would you like me to give you a grand tour?
We'd be delighted, sir.
Okay. Now, if you look closely, you'll notice this house is a good example of pre-war suburban architecture. I told you he was a nerd. JT, where have you been? You almost missed dinner.
Just running a couple errands. There's your dry cleaning, Dana. And here's all the books you wanted from the library.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Here are your pantyhose.
Control top? Oh, no, 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 JT. You'll just have to exchange those tomorrow. Well, that won't be a problem, will it?
No, ma'am.
Ma'am? JT, what is going on here?
You want to know what's going on here? I'll tell you what's going on here. I am trying to be a better stepbrother to Dana.
So we're getting along now? How come nobody told me?
Something nice is going on here, and I don't like it.
What is the matter with you, Frank? You haven't said a word all evening.
I don't know, Carol. Something bothers me about Luann.
Oh, come on, Frank. You're just a little upset because you think she's too young for your dad.
No, that's not it. Listen, I think it's great he hooked up with a girl half his age. In fact, I almost envy him.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but I don't. I don't because I've got something better. You.
Yeah. Nice save, Frank.
I thought so.
Oh!
I know what it is. I have seen Luann somewhere before.
Excuse me. I feel terrible sitting out there while you two are doing all the work. Can I help?
Sure. Why don't you take that plate of cookies in the living room and we'll be right in with the coffee. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Frank, she's going to be your mom.
No, honey. I mean, oh, boy. I remember where I saw Luann before. It was last year at Bob Hackett's bachelor party.
Oh, what was she doing at Bob Hackett's bachelor party?
Boom, boom, boom. She was the girl who jumped out of the cake wearing cake.
Well, this is crazy, Frank. She can't be a
stripper? Yeah. Well, there's one way to find out. The girl at that party had the weirdest laugh. It was a like that.
Oh, come on, Frank. Nobody laughs like that.
Well, I'll prove it. I'll make her laugh.
How?
Just gonna rely on the old Lambert wit.
This could take all night.
Well, here we go. Got coffee, Luann. You want leaded or unleaded? Oh, golly.
He means regular or decaf.
Oh, yeah. Decaf.
Oh, Carol, you have raised yourself one heck of a nice family. Just don't let Frank mess it up.
Carol, these cookies are delicious. Are they homemade?
They sure are. At least that's what they told me at the bakery this morning.
Thanks
a lot for dinner.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Looks like it was so good that Frank decided to save some for later. Whoop, gotcha.
Hasn't she got the cutest laugh?
You guys are so much fun. I'm really going to enjoy being a part of this family.
Well, we're going to enjoy having you. You lying stripper.
Honey, can you believe that? She lied about everything. I bet you she's no dental hygienist either. Oh, somebody's got to sit my dad down and tell him the cold, hard truth.
Yeah, well, Frank, there's only one person who can do that.
Yeah, yeah. I'll call my brother in Florida.
Frank, I meant you.
Oh, no. I can't talk to him. I mean, my dad and I, we can talk about sports and hunting and snow tires, but never anything personal.
But Frank, if your father marries this woman, it could ruin his life. I mean, who knows what else she's lied about? You've got to talk to him.
Carol, I can't.
Fine. Don't talk to him. Let him marry Luann. At least JT will be happy. And give him a 16th birthday party he'll never forget.
Now, go with me on this. I had to tell a few white lies to get you this date.
Lies? What lies?
I told her you were smart. Well, if I told her what an idiot you are, you think she'd be meeting you at all? Dana, hi. Hi, Dana. This is JT.
Hi, Dana's told me a lot about you. You know, I'm very interested in hearing about the summer you spent working with the apes in Africa. That's kind of a sensitive subject right now. JT just found out that his favorite chimp, Bingo, was caught in a wildebeest stampede. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hey, just another monkey.
Well, I've got some shopping to do. I'll see you guys later, huh? Bye.
So, Tina, what do you want to do?
Well, I was thinking we can go to the art museum. They just opened an exhibition of Impressionists.
Oh, that'd be great. I love Impressionists. You know, I do a pretty fair Stallone.
Hey, yo, Dina!
3-pointer, yes!
Hey, guys, how's the game?
Just started, eh? Oh, no, turnover. Did you see what he did? Frankie stripped the guy of the ball.
Oh, stripping.
Set number 23, a good stripper?
We're watching the game.
I know, but I know. Okay, I'll just talk to him.
Dad, can I talk to you?
Sure, son. The Bucks just took time out. We've got 2 minutes. What's on your mind?
It's about Luann.
Oh, she is certainly something, isn't she? The more you see of her, the more you like her.
Oh, you got that right. All right, listen, Dad. About a year ago, I went to a bachelor party. You know, one of those things where a bunch of guys act silly and a half-naked girl jumps out of a cake. Well, what I'm trying to say is that half-naked girl was Luann.
Luann.
Oh, Dad, I'm positive it was her. It was the same eyes, the same laugh, the same body language. It was Luann.
I think I see what's going on here. You can't handle me marrying a younger woman.
Dad, that's not it. She lied to you. Who knows what else she's not telling you? And let's face it, you don't know very much about her.
I'm not going to sit here and listen to you make up wild stories about my future wife.
I just didn't want you to get hurt.
It's a little late for that, son.
Come on, Dad, wait.
Now, listen. You just live your life and let me live mine.
What's your date with Tina Gordon?
Tina Gordon? How'd you ever land a date with her?
I sold my soul to the devil, and her name is Dana.
Dana fixed him up.
I can't believe you sold out for a dame.
JT, so how'd your date go?
Next to moving in here was the worst experience of my life. Tina was a stuck-up, conceited, pig-headed snob. It was like dating a better-looking version of you.
So Tina, who's a straight-A student, and you, who has the IQ of a cabbage, didn't get along? Gasp! What a shock. Oh, you got him again, Dana.
Okay, you won this time. But to show you there's no hard feelings, I still picked up your dinner for you. Spaghetti and meatballs.
JT, you are a bigger man than I thought.
No, I'm not.
Frank, why don't you just call the hotel and talk to your dad?
Well, let me see. The last time I followed your advice, he walked out on me. Maybe this time he'll disown me. I'll get it. Hey, Frank.
Hi, Bill. Come on in.
Thank you.
So, would you like a cup of coffee or
no, something? Thanks, Carol. Thanks, just the same.
Well, great. Yeah, I'll just be in the kitchen, not getting coffee.
Sit down, please. Listen, son, there's something I... All right, you go first.
You go.
Listen, I owe you an apology. The other night after I'd left here and cooled down a little bit, I asked Luann if what you said was true. She said it was.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, no, don't be sorry. Glad I found out.
Did she say why she lied to you?
Well, she said when we first met, she didn't think it was all that important. And then once we got serious, she was afraid of losing me.
I know how disappointed you must be.
Depends on how you look at it, I guess. Finding out your fiancé's an ex-stripper ain't all that bad, you know.
An ex-stripper?
Yeah. All of that's behind her now. She's turning her whole life around. She's even going back to school.
So, what happens now?
Well, I'm going to put a hold on this marriage thing until we get to know each other a little better.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. You know, the one thing that still bothers me about all this... I didn't believe you, son. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. You know, when I was young and you used to tell me all kinds of things, I never believed you either. Maybe we're just getting even, huh? This is the first time we ever talked like this, huh?
That was great.
Maybe we should do it some more.
Yeah. Say, what time was that game on?
It's about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, well, let's go for it.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, you lost a button.
What?
Right.
Ah, no!